Website. The following show is sponsored by...
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com.
I took a fall from a ladder fixing my Christmas tree, and I had heard about the Juvent and got a hold of one and tried it. But I feel strong enough and stable enough that I can take it on now.
To learn more about this micro-impact platform, go to Juvent.com.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
And great viewers like you.
Hey, good afternoon, Patriots, and welcome to Barnes FM here on Brighteon TV. We have a lot of things happening very quickly, and the pace of truth is accelerating, which is something we anticipated. It's all part of really the great spiritual awakening of our nation and of the world. With that, we also have an eclipse event coming up on the 8th of April, and with that, some strange reportings of mobilization of National Guard members and other things to suggest that this event may be more than we're anticipating. So I'm going to talk about all of that, including some issues with West Point and their general level of insanity, the continuation of the corruption of woke culture, and how we're going to get this country back. As always, we'll be right back after these messages.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com. Hey guys, Gene Ho here. As you know, I love Brighteon TV. The thing is, it's not fake news, it's real news, and that's why you need to support them. But also, please support my publication. It's called George. You know George. Go to georgeonline.com, check it out. It's like these media sources, like Brighteon and George, is making all the difference in the world. So support us, and we thank you.
All right. Well, hello, Pastor Philip Smith here. Just want to encourage you to be a part of the Brighteon TV network. It's an amazing network. They are reaching out to communities all over the nation and the world so that they can get to what's true, and so that you can get light, and so that you can get help, so that you can be strengthened, encouraged, and be a part of a great family. God bless you.
Do you enjoy watching Brighteon TV? Tell us about it. Call our toll-free line at 828-341-6502. Leave a message and tell us why you love Brighteon TV and what truly matters to you. We may include your voice message in our daily live streams. Brighteon TV. Truth matters.
Hey, Patriots, we're back here with Barnes FM here on Brighteon TV. Before we get going, there is a real critical issue we are facing these days, and it's what the psychopath pedophile elites will do to this nation to try to preserve their power and hide their truths. And that leaves a lot of options open, but one thing is absolutely for certain. They want the truth erased. The best way to do that, the best way to leave society in chaos, because they literally follow a scorched earth philosophy and drive, is to do something on the level of an EMP. That would shut the grid down, it would shut the internet down, it would give them all the advantage they need. Plus, it would leave people in a state of chaos with a lot of systems collapsing, and ultimately, by all projections, would lead to about a 90% casualty rate across the nation. Now, that threat is real. Like it or not, there's increasing reports showing that even the Chinese have set up space-based EMP systems, possibly even North Korea, and it's just something we need to actually be quite aware of. So, with that, be prepared. That's why we have EMP Shield. EMPShield.com is the one device you need and should have for your house, your vehicles, your RVs, your ATVs, your solar systems, your ham radio base stations, all those things. They're extremely well designed. It's an American company, American veteran-owned company with an American-made product tested in American labs. It is literally one of the best products out there that you can find, if not the best, and I would say it is the best out there unquestionably. This is a device that protects you from an EMP level 1, 2, or 3. It also protects you against lightning strikes with a $25,000 insurance policy and solar flare protection up to 228,000 amps. So this is something you want to have. I have one on my vehicles. I have one for the home. We set them up. We have them there. They are the safety and insurance policy you need, and it's really worth the whatever price it is, which is a great value. All you have to do is go to EMPShield.com. Use your promo code BARDS. When you order, you'll save $50 per unit and get free shipping. They're great. So get one, and you should have one. This is a critical time. We are heading into a number of events. Like I said at the beginning, these events include looking at a solar flare coming at us, or not solar flare, but solar eclipse, all sorts of indications. There's a lot of moving going on. So prepare yourself. Don't leave yourself short. EMPShield.com, promo code BARDS, $50 off per unit and free shipping. Can't beat it. Let's start with some of the most obvious, which is the event on April 8th. So before we get into the darker side of that news, there are BARDS Fest. We have BARDS Fest. BARDS FM is having two events, coordinating two events. We have one, the BARDS Fest event in Ohio, and we have a BARDS Fest event on the border down in Texas, all for the revival. These are April 8th. So we're going to be doing a prayer and vigil the Sunday before, which will be starting at 5 p.m., which is on April 7th. And then on April 8th, in each of these locations, will be the whole day for revival for the solar eclipse. Now, tickets are available now at bardsfest.com, B-A-R-D-S-F-E-S-T.com. The Ohio event is going to be in Johnson. It's going to be in Brookville, Ohio. Its actual address you can find there on the website with the flyers that are there. It's at 1488 Johnsonville, Brookville Road. That's Pastor Neil Peterson's church at the BARDS Fest in Ohio. We're going to have Pastor Neil Peterson, myself, Pastor Debonese Ball, Michelle and Lee of the Resistance Chicks, Apostle Greg Davis, Pete Santilli, and the Revolutionary Revivalists, which are Leah, if you followed our channel, it's Little Leah and Abigail. A great lineup, lots of prayer. We're going to be pretty excited. There may be some other people that show up. It's going to be a great day of prayer, worship, and revival. We're going to have lunch and so forth there. That'll all be provided. So come on over and check it out. It's really worth doing. And also, just so you know, for those that are in BARDS Nation, on this Saturday, the 6th, we're going to be doing a prayer vigil down at Madeline Farms, which is about 2 hours and 30 minutes south of this location. That's in Kentucky. Madeline Farms, as you may know, is the space that we are raising money to purchase. It's fantastic. And we're putting ourselves in a great position here to put a prayer vigil before the eclipse and then move forward to there. So I'm going to be there on the 6th in Madeline Farms. And then on the 7th and 8th, I'll be up at the Ohio location, and we'll go from there. Now, the Texas location is being run by Pastor Rod Parker and his ministries. They're going to be doing a fantastic event down at the Cornerstone Children's Ranch, which is down in Kimato, Texas, which is right on the border. And both of these locations are right in the middle of the total darkness, so the complete and total darkness moment. Their event is the same, April 7th and 8th, just like ours. These are going to be parallel streamed, by the way, on our websites. And their event will start at 5 p.m. like ours will be. They are Central Time. We are Eastern Time. And from there, we'll be able to really rock it and get a lot of things going. So this is all down on the border there and up in Ohio on the other end. So literally, we're catching it literally at both ends of the country as it moves through. Two different times. The time for the event or the eclipse is somewhere around, I think we're somewhere around 2 o'clock or something like that up in Ohio. And we'll have to look at the exact time down below. But down at the border, they are going to have the eclipse there at the longest point of the eclipse, which is 4 minutes and 24 seconds. I think ours is like 3 minutes, 58 seconds, something like that, up where we are. Super exciting. These are big events, and there's going to be a lot of discussion about that. Tonight, if you want to know who Pastor Rod Parker is, tune into the Conley Show first, and then follow on with Bards FM second. Pastor Rod Parker did an interview yesterday with Jim Conley, which he's airing tonight. That's a good long hour interview, fantastic interview with Pastor Rod Parker. And then at 7 p.m. on Bards FM Pacific time and 10 p.m. Eastern, Pastor Rod Parker's coming on Bards FM. We're going to talk specifically about the revival and more about him. So it's going to be a really good night to meet Pastor Rod Parker. He's got a great story. Jim did a fantastic interview, so I'd encourage you to check out both shows tonight to really get an anchoring on what's going on in these events. But do check them out. April 8th is a big day. It's been a lot of prophetic words spoken about it. There's a lot of people anticipating this. This is a full eclipse, which is rare, exactly 7 years apart from the previous eclipse. And it's the completion of what they call the X across the United States, which just so happens to be tracking through a number of religiously named cities, like Nivina and Salem on the previous one, and also is tracking along two specific fault lines that run across the United States that were just recently discovered. Maybe we'll turn into like a broken up continent or something. Who knows? It'll be an exciting day either way. If you listen to the doomsayers, apparently we're supposed to have big earthquakes on the coast, and the United States coastal cities will flood and everybody will be dead. I don't think so. I think really what we're looking at here is something more significant, which is the event itself, the actual eclipse, which is literally awakening from dark to light. But there may be some other things. That's what we're going to talk about now. So here is what is in the news. And it's an interesting point to make, and it's why I bring it right into this. In the Oklahoma newspaper, they listed, this was actually volume 118, number 46 issue. The headline was, "No National Guard to be here for eclipse." Here we go. The Oklahoma National Guard will have guardsmen present at McCurtain County for the total solar eclipse on April 8th, County Emergency Management Director Cody McDaniel told county commissioners. Now, this could be nothing more than just a precaution because people come in from all over the world, and it goes on to say that. It's an estimated about 100,000 people may be in the country for the event. That would be on top of the 22 million illegals that have already come in for the event, apparently to vote for Biden. The 22 members of an elite chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear unit will be housed in Broken Bow, in addition to up to 110 to 150 Oklahoma Highway Patrol troopers. I'm sure that's just normal. we always release the CBRN unit to go out and hang out with you, to rub shoulders while they're in their total chemical, biological uniform there, to walk around and... Luke, you are my father. That's sort of thing right there. So yeah, that always happens. Nothing to see here, right? Oh my goodness. There will be about 150 other first responders and volunteers, with many staying at either the sports complex in Broken Bow or the former National Guard Armory in Idabel. McDaniel is seeking food and funding for feeding them while here. That's interesting. Huh. He has said the federal government has turned down funding to feed them. This is kind of crazy. There's a whole report that's out here right now about the commissaries in one of our bases that doesn't have any food for soldiers. So something's going a little bit awry right now, right? We typically, if there's one thing somebody will tell you, is a sergeant major will tell you, the one thing you never fail on with soldiers are their mail and their food, ever, ever, ever. That's a first sergeant's duty and a sergeant major's directive. So obviously something is not quite right here. And now the federal government doesn't want to feed its soldiers and troops that are downrange. Almost like we're a bankrupt company or country. Oh, did I say company? Yeah, that too. A bankrupt corporation that doesn't have any funds left because it's all been flushed down the toilet and printed out in mass because the dollar has no value since it's just paper currency. Just saying. So it says residents are being urged to stock up. Interesting. With up to 2 weeks of food in advance of the event and to have their fuel tanks full. Again, I'm sure this is perfectly normal for an eclipse. Some parts of the country could have traffic in the standstill and at least moving very slowly. Well, yes, that would happen in a normal way. Some of this is just to hype you up and get you in fear. Some of it's just common sense. Here's someone asked me about this earlier. There's some other releases that have come out on the web. Most notably is a post today that came out from an account called Larry D. Jones Jr. Makes a lot of drama in the announcement. I have proof, he says, that the country will endure a significant event before the end of the year. I told you yesterday who is orchestrating it and have lists of where many are being hidden. I also have information and video proof that outside networks are setting up, he goes on to say, are setting up to take control of the country and its citizens. Now, I read through this whole post, and I'm not questioning whether he has a lot of information or not, but I hate these types of posts. I truly do, and I'm going to tell you why. It's all teasing up for some great release you're going to have that's going to be the big event of the world, that it's going to change your entire life. He even says so. Don't be surprised if it changes your entire perception of reality. Well, Larry, how about if we just post it and quit just with the tease up? This is just, all this stuff is just generate hits, try to gin up traffic, get retweets. So everybody's like, what does Larry have? Larry's got something. Larry's got something. Come see Larry. Let's knock it off, please. Let's get to the real of this and let's start talking truth and not waste each other's time. And it's pretty important that we do that because we are in way too much of a time and event here with people having to get real about preparation. I can't stand stuff like this. If you follow my channel, you know how we are. I don't tease it up. We're going to talk truth. We're going to lay truth out. We're going to go through it. We're going to dissect it. We're going to look at it strategically, operationally, and tactically, and we're going to look at implications. And at the end of the day, we always come to the same conclusion, which is the best preparedness you can always have, first and foremost, is your loving God, your relationship with Christ, and making sure you have your Bible. Which, that said, if you have a go bag and you do have that sort of thing, be prepared, as you should, to have a Bible and be ready to go. It's that simple. So these posts like this are not helpful. That's what I'm going to say. And while I don't question he may have information, I have no idea what it is. We don't need to tease it up. We just need to get it out to people, let them digest it and spread it as they will, and trust in the fact that people are greater than the censorship of media. Pretty straightforward. But there is obviously some concern at some level of what's going on in the eclipse. There are going to be a lot of people that come for this event. It's huge. And generally speaking, it's huge. Our events are going to be significant because they're revivals. And we're going to be bringing in and praying in the power of God in each one of these events. They're also going to be well considered. And I think they would be the best place to be because we're cool and we're better because God's with us and we're having a great event. Any other cool revival you want to go to, that's cool too. I just think we have a cooler revival plan than anybody else. So head on over and check us out. Do go to barsfest.com and check that out. That's a shameless pitch for our revivals that I want you out, because there, when you be with us, you will leave with Jesus in your heart and you will leave delivered from the darkness. And that's the truth. And that's our promise. And I guarantee it'll happen because we do it and we do it well. All right. So in other news, this is kind of continuing down this pathway of insanity. West Point has ditched the words duty, honor, and country from its mission statement. Yeah, that's right. Don't worry. Woke has arrived. The previous mission statement read this: to educate, train, and inspire the Corps of Cadets so that each graduate is a commissioned leader of character committed to the values of duty, honor, country, and prepared for a career of a professional excellence and service to the nation as an officer in the United States Army. Now, listen to the second one. It's very interesting, the wording they've changed. It says, to build, educate, train, and inspire the Corps of Cadets to be commissioned leaders of character. You don't have to be one that's committed to duty, honor, and country. Committed to the Army values, which is just whatever that is. That can change any time. And ready for a lifetime of professional excellence and service to the Army, meaning it's no longer aligned with a country and nation, whatever that is, and whatever nation controls us. So the Army has now been decoupled from its relationship to the United States Army. And its cadets now are decoupled from the importance of duty, honor, and country. Essentially, they've stripped the entire fundamentals of moral code from us. And now the cadets can just worry themselves about being good commissioned leaders of good character and moral character, especially since they're all a bunch of woke fools that are running this institution and they're recruiting more woke fools coming in. In common tongue, that would be pedophile elites recruiting more, grooming more pedophiles to become future elites. That's pretty much it. So, very disappointing move here, and it's again the depth of this infection within woke culture, and we have to be very cognizant of it. It's very real. It's not a game, and it continues to infiltrate and infect deep within the bowels of the United States. Woke culture is a virus, and it's literally a mind virus of sorts that gets in deep. It starts to infect the fundamentals of wording. The left's war has been based on the legalese of wording. It's a war of law. Lawfare. It's a war of information. It's a war of many things along the lines that will change our perceptions by redefining things and changing definitions. And in so doing, once we change definitions the way that they want things and purposes of things to continue to move farther away from their intended purpose and ultimately to their intended goal of subjecting us to a tyrannical government and a despotic system. Our Declaration of Independence makes it very clear that when we get to a point of despotism, it is our right and our duty to overthrow such forms of government. That is something we all should be taking very seriously now and being very aware that this culture that's working now is working overtime to corrupt the minds of our future leaders so that we do not return to the principle of the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and Bill of Rights, all of which our rights are given to us by God, our Creator, for the pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. So, these things need to be kept in mind. This is a corrupted baseline that's happening in our entire country. It's happening through agency after agency. And we're becoming increasingly aware that the time to return ourselves, in a sense, to a sense of constitutional republic is a long road. And we want to get into that in more in the next half hour here, talking about really what's ahead and the things we need to consider. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Shocking new reports show that Facebook's parent company, Meta, knew that parents were monetizing photos of their own children for pedophiles, and even went so far as to actively promote accounts with underage modeling to people who were under suspicion of inappropriate behavior toward children online. This is according to reports from the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, who claim that Meta allowed subscription tools to be used for child sexual exploitation and did nothing to stop it. Although Instagram does not permit users younger than 13 to sign up, accounts may focus on children if they are managed by an adult. The news outlets claim that Meta's safety staff warned superiors last year that hundreds of parent-managed minor accounts were being used to sell images of their young daughters modeling clothing, such as leotards and swimsuits, via their paid subscription tools. Although the photos in question were not technically illegal, as they did not contain nude or sexual content, many of those who purchased them made it clear to the parents who are selling the photos that they used them for sexual enjoyment. In fact, some even went so far as to interact with them.
Here's how to make your own 100% organic cold brew coffee using certified organic coffee beans from healthrangerstore.com. For more products, please visit our store at healthrangerstore.com. Here's how to make a toasty coconut protein latte using products from healthrangerstore.com. Here are the ingredients. Simply blend all ingredients together carefully in a heat-proof cup. For more recipes and some of the best products, please visit healthrangerstore.com.
Hey, Patriots, we're back here with Brighteon TV and Bards FM podcast, which is the coolest podcast on the web. That's my opinion, but I think you'll agree once you listen. It's good. All right, here's the deal. Right now, before we get into more news, we want to talk about one of the most important things you need to worry about each and every day, and that is what? Sleep. Sleep. Fantastic. Get a lot of sleep. How do we get good sleep without having to take drugs? Well, I'll tell you how you do that. You head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com/Bards is your home place for Bards Nation. And guess what? You get free shipping. Yeah, I think they have free shipping back on. It's interesting. They had it off for a while. Surprised me. Just like that. Free shipping at this with your order. So take a look at all the great products there. You got MyPillow 2.0. You got Giza cotton sheets. You have comforters, you have duvets, you have mattresses, you have towel sets. I've got a lot of MyPillow stuff. You know that we've been pushing advertising for MyPillow for like 3 years now. And I'll tell you why. Because it's a fantastic company. I love their products. I sleep on them every night. And every time I get on there, I'm like, wow, this is so comfortable. So awesome. And this is a dude talking about this. I just want to be clear. I mean, you know, if you had some woke person here talking about it, you'd probably be like, what the heck? But nope, this is a dude talking about pillows and sheets and mattresses because it matters. Because when you get sleep, it matters and you need to have good sleep. So check it out. Head on over to mypillow.com/Bards. Promo code is Bards, B-A-R-D-S, which is literally the coolest promo code on the web. I would argue probably one of the most popular ones too because it's cool. And then you can get everything you need for your bedroom, your bath. They have great bathroom towel sets. Awesome. And great doggy beds, which brings up another whole topic of a dog I'm going to get soon, which is great. So check it out. MyPillow.com/Bards. Promo code Bards. Take advantage of the great savings, all the great products. You won't be disappointed. And it's an awesome company run by an awesome CEO. Mike Lindell's like off chain. And he's the only one still that's asking for you to work with him to reset the 2020 elections, which somehow has fallen out of dialogue. Not sure how that is, but thank you, Mike Lindell, for all you're doing, which is awesome. All right, so we're going to talk again for those of you that weren't here in the previous half hour. Just so you know, revival time. Where are we going to have revival? We are having, you can head on over to get all this information to bardsfest.com. And I think if our cool assistant on the back end producer is going to be on it, he's going to move you over there right now and give you that page, but if not, I'll talk it. So bardsfest.com. Bardsfest.com, you're going to see two major flyers there because it's two events happening on the same day, different locations. One's on the border and one's up in Ohio, right? So Pastor Rod Parker is going to run the one on the border, and he's having his revival down there, and it's down in Kamado, Texas, at the Cornerstone Children's Ranch. It's fantastic. And then up in Ohio, we're going to be in Brookville, Ohio, at Pastor Neil Peterson's church. That's where I'm going to be, and the Resistance Chicks are going to be, because that's the coolest team right there. We're going to be up there, though I love Pastor Rod Parker. In fact, he's on tonight. He's going to be on Jim Conley's show, The Conley Show on Podbean. Check that out. And following that, he's on my show, Bards FM, and we are literally going to crank it up. And look at that, Bards Fest, and then the events. And if he scrolls down a little bit, you're going to see the flyers, which is pretty cool. Look at that. You can see it there. It says event tickets. And there you go. April 8th, or I should say 7th and 8th. We'll get that updated. But it's April 8th on both for the Eclipse events. Look at that lineup. It's awesome. Right? And look at that. You can see me right there on the left. That's Scott Kesterson right there. He's Pastor Neil Peterson, the Resistance Revivalists. That's little Leah and Abigail. They are two teens that are on fire for Jesus. It's absolutely crazy good. And so we also have the Apostle Greg Davis. If you haven't met him, he's on fire. And Pastor Devonise, the Resistance Chicks, and Neil Pete Santilli. On the other side, we have great things down at the border. So you can choose which event you want to go to real easy. And you just click on that and you get your tickets available. You can choose Ohio or Texas. Here's the deal. We're asking for a donation. These are donation-based events. If you can't afford a donation, we still want you there. No one's denied. But we're asking for a minimum donation of $25 per person. If that doesn't fit in your budget, all we ask is to sew in what you can afford and what's on your heart. The idea we always work with is if you can afford to pay for somebody else's ticket, pay it forward. If someone who can't pay, you're always welcome. That's not our idea. We are not charging a set fee. This is all donations, which is how we believe sewing in as the kingdom leads. And each event has some costs, but I'm sure we'll all work that out because God always does. He does a great job when he does it. So again, Revival, April 8th. Why April 8th, you ask? If you haven't been paying attention, you're kind of out of the loop here. April 8th is the eclipse, which for those Q folks out there, I'm going to get you all excited right now. Here's what I'm going to say. Is April 8th going to be the 10 days of darkness that follows? I don't know, but we just covered some of that in the last hour because it seems like there's all sorts of things happening. And there's all sorts of truth popping up and people are getting panicked that are in power and all sorts of crazy things are happening. And President Trump went in today to get another one of his cases thrown out of court. And he arrived in what looked very much like a presidential motorcade, unusually large for somebody who's no longer president, including an emergency response vehicle at the end. So just saying, some interesting things are happening. Truths are starting to come out and we're starting to see the real deal of the true nature of the cabal. And even more, we have witnessed in this period of time the true nature and corruption of our nation, which is a corruption of the moral character of our nation, which is rather sick, but it's true. And with that, this is something I'll be covering more in detail tonight, but I want to cover it here today. It's the five stages of grief, which every single one of us in one way or another has gone through and is going through for the last few years. And here it is. Five stages of grief are denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. And I want to walk you through how this plays out in real life. Right now, many, many people have taken and more are taking the red pill. Now, if you're not familiar with the red pill, we use that metaphor a lot, but it comes from the Matrix. Obviously, the red pill is your mind is open to see the truth. Take the blue pill and you'll forget everything and go back to sleep. There's many people that don't want to take the red pill because what sits on the other side of red pill can be very unsettling. It's the realization that what you were part of is nothing like you thought it was. And so with that, red pills are powerful. They change lives. They transform the way we see the world. And a lot of people are taking the red pill now. The red pill is not a one and done thing. You don't get to take the red pill and all of a sudden everything's good. The red pill begins a journey of finding truth, of sorting through the deceptions, of running down false rabbit trails, finding out the depths of things, getting undercover, under the covers of the darkness that's around us, going into the bowels of things that don't even seem possible, and then suddenly you discover that some of it is and a lot of it isn't. Separating that which is said and that which is true. Understanding that most of the time when you watch films, fiction is real and nonfiction is the true fiction. This is the type of things the red pill does when you walk down that path. You start to realize that those people you trust, even the most coveted people you trust, often aren't who you think they are. And little by little, the mask is pulled away and we look deep within the bowels and you start to see the most horrific things you ever thought, never thought possible. And the pristine nature of life that's built around the Walmarts and the Home Depots and the Lowe's, the Costco's, the Sam's and the convenience of life, the new car smell, all that sort of thing. With the Purina dog food and your cat with Friskies and all that other stuff, all of that suddenly becomes one big lie. and you realize it, and the world changes, and nothing is ever the same. That's the red pill. And it never stops. It just keeps unraveling. And when you're in the red pill, when you start to go back into the scriptures and you read the Bible as we all should, you start to see the world differently. You start to see things between the lines that God was telling you, but we couldn't see them before because the scales were on our eyes, and more we look deeper. So that first step, literally, in the red pill, once you take the red pill, is what we call denial. And that's one of the first steps of denial, of stages of grief. Because with denial, we have to start facing things and we're like, no, that can't be possible. That's even when you start to awaken. I remember in 2016, when I've been working towards awakening most of my life, but 2016 was a critical year because we started to really get on the ground. I was with a group of people doing on the ground engagement to try to mobilize votes for President Trump. It was a super PAC that I ran called Kilroy Rising, which if you're interested in that, you can find that in an article published in Breitbart News. It's still there. Just type in my name, Scott Kesterson, Breitbart News, Kilroy Rising, and you'll find it. It'll take you right there. It's where we signed a letter of over 100 special operations veterans that backs President Trump. And in that process, we traveled the country, a group of us did, and we started to engage locally with people to try to mobilize the votes, votes that everyone else was ignoring. And we went right to the edge of what we consider society's insanity and sanity, right, where those two levels met. Most of those people were considered tin hatters at best and conspiracy freaks at worst. Some even worse. They might even be considered like outside the limits of society. We met with gang members. We met with people that were anti-tax. We met with people that were anti-vax. We met with people that were counting chemtrails. These things at the time were considered fringe. Chemtrail people were, everyone had the same type of story. There were things that they've been watching and seeing. Everyone else told them they were crazy, but they knew they were right and they knew they were true. And they continued to fight for truth. They were real truthers, and I have a lot of respect for these people. Some of them were on the verge of literally feeling like they were going insane, and yet they were right in the end. I had a hard time accepting chemtrails until the Paradise Fires. I was skeptical even a little bit on the vax topic until I dug into it and realized they were right. There's so many more things like this. And so this whole world right there understood where the real truth lies. And as we get into that framework, we go through an initial phase of denial as we hit it. Denial is that place where we try to tell ourselves, no, it really can't be like that. That's probably not true. Maybe it is. And we start doing this back and forth in our head because the programming that we're in starts to come in contact with or conflict with the programming that is, or the deprogramming that's before us. And we start to argue to hold on to it because our worlds begin to unravel some. And as it begins to unravel, phase number two steps in, which is anger. We start to get really angry at what we see. A lot of people are there right now. You're seeing it all over the web. It's the vile hatred for things. It's the anger at what our government has done. It's the realization that the IRS never was your friend, that the taxes never were going to anything. In fact, even worse, that you never were required to pay taxes, but you've given away all your income because you bit into the lie that it was voluntary. You signed the paper and then realized you were contracting voluntarily to pay them money that they never deserved to take from you, that you never had to pay. That's just one of many. It's when you start to realize that Child Protective Services uses Social Security money to pay for legal child sex trafficking in our nation to screw up our youth, and to help them get into MKUltra programs, trade them off, and rape them and cause other people pleasure. It's when you start to realize that the open border model is in part caused by border agents that just refuse to enforce the Constitution. I mean, these are the sorts of truths we get to that's dark and deep. When you start to look at the vax and you say, the vax, that was that thing that they were said to help us. And you realize that no matter who told you to take it, they were wrong. The vax is killing people. And now that you have it in your body, you're not really human anymore. Because by definition of a genetically modified organism, you are now owned by a corporation. Yes, that's truth. And it may be uncomfortable, but it's truth. That's where anger starts to spike. Because now you're like, wait a minute, that can't be. And you're just pissed. You want to point your finger at somebody else. And you do. You point your finger out. And that's when we start to get into bargaining. We're telling ourselves, well, it really can't be that bad. And vax is a great example. It can't be that bad. It really isn't. I only took one. Maybe I took the placebo. Maybe I took two. I didn't take the others. I took Johnson & Johnson and I took Moderna, so I mixed them, so I'm sure that's okay. Johnson & Johnson was better than the rest. This is the bargaining. This is the bargaining phase where you're like, okay, I know I'm not supposed to, I don't have to pay taxes, but I feel I must pay taxes because I don't want them arresting me. As you sign your contract again and commit yourself to another cycle of paying taxes to give your money away to a government that performs genocide across the globe, including genocide on 13,000 plus youth that are in the Gaza Strip. Yeah, that's our bombs, by the way, that are killing them, not the Israeli bombs. So this is where anger is spiking and moves to bargaining, because we're bargaining our way out of this. We're trying to justify things that really can't be that bad. And you do this enough, you kind of tell yourself like, okay, if we just vote for President Trump, everything will be better. And then you stop there and you're like, okay, well, how about this? If we just run enough candidates in the office, we're going to get enough people in Congress and it'll all be better. The system can't be that bad. If we stop buying Bud Light, we'll change the world. And as you start working through these things, you start to realize that the lack of unified effort that people have, the individualism that is corrupted across this nation, is so significant that your single actions don't make a lot of difference without a walk in faith, and you start to fall into a depression because you look at the system and you go, this is level number four, the fourth part of grieving, the five stages of grief is depression, because now everything is just impossible. You look at the world and the world's falling apart and there's nothing you can do about it, and you feel like you're drowning and you feel like somebody's got their hand around your neck and pushing your head underwater, or using a pillow, not a MyPillow, by the way, but a pillow across your face, smothering you, and you can't breathe. And it's depressing because everywhere you turn, you're seeing more stuff and you see more corruption. You're looking at your neighbors and you're like, so what's wrong with you? Why do you accept this as normal? And you look at your other neighbor and they're doing the same thing. You see into the window of the neighbor's house one night and every night they've just bought new massive 60-inch TVs and all they do every night is play games with virtual reality helmets. And you're like, what's wrong with you? And you want to go and shake them, but nothing can change them. You talk to people and they look at you like you're a freak with a third head coming out of your back of your neck. And you're just like, what's wrong with you? And you start to get depressed because the world gets so big and you feel like there's no hope. And as you work through this and you've already gone through these processes of denial and anger and bargaining and all these don't work, and suddenly the depression sets in when you have to point your finger at the single source of problem, which isn't outward, it's inward. And we start to realize that everything that is a problem in this world has nothing to do with a politician. It has to do with us that let them be there. It doesn't have to do with Walmart. It has to do with us that chose to shop there. And the actions that we are causing this world's problems ultimately become us, because we made our choice with free will to choose to participate in their evil system. And in so doing, give away our rights, give away our freedoms, give away our liberties. And we empower despotism rather than destroy it. Now, the final stage is where there's kind of a two parts to the final stage, two avenues, I should say. Acceptance can be in a normal sense of grief, just the acceptance. After we go through denial, anger, bargaining, depression, we step into acceptance. Acceptance can just be the broken soul now that just looks around and says, okay, there's nothing I can do. I'm just going to accept it. It's over. As with death, we accept death and we move on. And I'll let it go finally. Death is easier than watching something die. We're in the process of watching something die, something that we knew was dying. And worse than it's dying, we're discovering that it was a lie the whole time. That's the hardest part. And that acceptance, people struggle with, unless you're in faith. Because the greatest part of this process of grief is if you find Jesus along the way, which is hopefully you do. It's part of the reason I do my shows. It's part of the reason we have so many people in Bard's Nation out there and other communities like Resistance Chicks. Some great pastors like Pastor Neil, Pastor Dave Bryan, Pastor Rod Paul, and others, but good pastors that are out there, Pastor Paul Cantrell. I mean, these are pastors that are out there to reach to you, to talk to you about what real acceptance is. What's real acceptance in this process of grief? It's the acceptance of Jesus Christ in our heart. It's the unburdening of our life and the unburdening of our sins to find forgiveness in our life for all that was done, so that we can now step into a greater life with Him and through Him. That's acceptance. And with that acceptance, we're suddenly able to lift off that burden that took us through denial, that got us angry, it just wore us down in the bargaining phase. And then finally we got to that place of depression where the burden is so heavy we can hardly get up. We're on our knees. We feel like the world is going to choke us out. And then you finally accept Jesus and you cut those straps off that pack and it falls on the ground because Jesus picks it up for you. And you step up and you take a breath and you go, I'm free. And not only that, in the acceptance, when we accept Christ, that next part of that step is, I'm free, and now I'm here to fight. Because you realize that what you're fighting for isn't the material garbage and the polluted mind stuff that they do here, but what you're really fighting for is Jesus and kingdom. What you're really fighting for is the restoration and the biggest rescue mission ever in the history of mankind, of bringing people across this line, across the veil of darkness into light. And so that takes us back to April 8th, because that's truly the metaphor. April 8th is dark to light. We are literally in a moment in time. Those that stand within pure darkness are going to experience pure darkness in the middle of the day. And coming out of that is the revival of the heart and the soul, where we start to see the light and we're led forward as in the power of the Almighty God. That's where we each want to be. And when you have that spark and that fire of Jesus within you, and you start to see truly where things are going, the way becomes clear, the burdens get cast aside, your arrogance gets crumbled, your pride gets stepped on, your wounding and gets exposed. That's the deliverance part. And we surface it up, and now we work with others to heal that in prayer. And God shows us the mighty of the blood of Christ that flows through us and starts to heal those wounds of the past. And we start to be set free. And as we're set free, it's like our whole soul is revived. We're made young again. We're given spark again. We're given life again. And we find a new meaning and purpose in life because we're here walking, fighting for kingdom, establishing the authorities of Christ within our walk, declaring the authorities in each and every place we go. We start to see the connection of the revival and the awakening of the fivefold ministry as we walk in the apostolic, as we speak in the prophetic, as we heal the sick and the broken, as we cast out the demons, and we ultimately raise the dead. And all that is through the simple function of spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. In those five steps of grief, in this time, it's just so important to go through them. Walk yourself through them and then seek that which will set you free. Acceptance is the acceptance within the body of Christ that you are of Him. You are a son of the Most High. You are a son or daughter of the Most High. And you are that moment that the world has been groaning, the earth has been groaning, awakening for the, waiting for the moment of the awakening of the sons of God. This is that hour. So be one of those. And all the burdens of your past get cast aside. That's what this is really about at the end of the day. All this stuff, this churning of information, this truth that's being surfaced up, the looks we get deep within the rabbit holes, all the illusions that get shredded, all the matrix layers that get torn down, all the clarity of what's really going on becomes visible. We all simply look around and realize all of a sudden that nothing was as it seemed. It was all one big lie. And it was and always has been that the only truth is through Christ to the Father. And when we work with that operational framework, that foundation, that imperfect, that perfect way, that perfect lane which you're operating in, the only thing you need at that point is the sword of the Spirit and the understanding of the authorities given to you, and you walk purely with that authority, and nothing stands before you other than glory and victory in the name of Jesus. Evil has no place. Evil will run for cover. And the way that you walk is others will see that light within you. They'll be drawn to it like moth to a flame, and they'll want it. They'll seek it. And that's when the transition begins to not just the acceptance, but now you have set yourself free. And you're keeping yourself free, and you will help others become free. That's when we start to really see the fruits of what's been put within us. And that's by the fruits that we are measured. So this is a critical time, a time to be awake, a time to lift our heads up, not bury our heads down, a time to break off the vices and the burdens of the past and to walk into new freedom. A time to literally be striding in such a way that your stride is powerful, your footing is strong, your presence is undeniable, that of Jesus. And it's available to anyone that seeks and anyone that's willing to open their heart and say yes and amen. And all this other stuff, all this noise, this confusion, this chaos, doesn't make any difference. Because no matter what, who's in power, no matter what institution controls the world, our mission never changes. We are not obedient to the institutions of man. We are only obedient to our King. And our King states very clearly that besides loving thy neighbor, it is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ and to move the mountains that are needed to be moved to set people free. And with that, the authority is given to us to heal the sick, not to heal them through the medical tyranny, but to heal them with the power and through the power of the great physician, our Father God, to cast out those demons as Jesus has done, because that's truly where the true sense of this fight is. It's spiritual first, physical second, and even to raise the dead, which includes those that are dead in the spirit, to bring them back to life, to revive them with the spark and fire and flame of the righteous heart. And then we remind them again and we pray, because prayer is one of our most powerful weapons. And we wield that sword of the Spirit with the word of Christ and the word of God. And in so doing, the world itself changes and transforms one person at a time. Yeah, that's who we are. And it's a great place to be, a great time to live. It's an amazing moment to be part of, because you're here in this time, in this place, specifically for this moment. And this moment, this clock is ticking. So it doesn't matter where you are on the spectrum of things, whether you're new to the awakening or whether you've been here a long time. It doesn't matter whether you're a Q person or whether you're a MAGA person, even if you're someone sitting on the other side in terms of woke. When you put your eyes on Jesus, it's the great leveler. When you accept Jesus in your heart, your burdens are set free. And when you turn to Scripture and start walking in the power and authority is given to you, you're not confused anymore about who you are. You understand who you are. You understand your purpose. And with it, you find definition in each and every action you take, which translates pretty well. So, with that, patriots, keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into the fight. God is with us. He'll never forsake us. And in the end, God always wins. But we are here in this time and this place for just such a time as this. We're at war. So walk boldly and fearlessly with Christ. Occupy the land. Expand the kingdom. Subdue the enemy. Mission forward. Patriots, will see you next week. Same time, same place. Until then or until the next time. God bless. And out for now.
The preceding show was sponsored by
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down. You need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency, which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra clean and lab verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Thank you for supporting Brighteon TV. Please consider helping us by making a reoccurring donation at supportbtv.com. Truth matters.